Maar wat is Moody's man? Not man, Moody's man. We're Moody's mamen.
Yep.
We're Moody's men. But this is about magazine on RTR.
Morning. Welcome to Moorditch Mag for another week. No Moorditch Marmon in the studio today, though, I'm afraid, and only going to be filled with the beautiful voices of Moorditch Yorgas, as I'm joined today on the program by some incredible women doing incredible things. Welcome to Moorditch Mag for another week. Jodie Hoffman filling in for Jim and Co, and great to have your company for the next hour on RTR FM. Really looking forward to today's program. We're going to meet an incredible young woman called Naomi Diane, and she's going to be talking to us from NAM in Melbourne, and she's part of the Singing Our Futures project, an up-and-coming singer-songwriter. She's a Gamilaroi woman, and Singing Our Futures is the late Uncle Archie Roach's legacy program that mentors emerging talent in songwriting, recording and live performance. So this Naomi Diane that we're going to meet on the program today is being mentored by none other than Candice LeRae, who would be known to many of our listeners. So looking forward to that during the program, and also hearing her new song, which is called Same Sky. We're also talking all things footy, and I'm really thrilled to be having a yarn in the second half of the program with Kirby Bentley. Kirby is an amazing footballer, a really respected role model within our community. She's a Noongar Yamatji woman, and each year the AFL Women's Indigenous Round recognises a woman who has made a significant contribution to football, particularly in advancing the involvement of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women. And so this year the AFL was very proud to announce that for this year the AFLW Indigenous Round honoree was none other than Kirby Bentley. We're going to have a yarn with Kirby in the second half. She's in Darwin, but really looking forward to having a chat about the role of our women in football, and the amazing role models that are out there for them, and the support that's there, and all the exciting games that are coming up in women's AFL this weekend for the Indigenous Round. So I hope you can stay with me for the program. Let's kick off with this one from Archie Roach. This is Get Back to the Land.
Oh, when they don't understand, you got to get let you go.
Ah, the beautiful sound of Uncle Archie Roach. What a beautiful soul he was. And 3 years now since Archie passed in July of 2022 in Warrnambool. And, you know, I had the absolute pleasure of meeting Archie and his wife Ruby over the years. And incredible stories, incredible people, and just from the heart. Everything that they did was from the heart, and they were loved by so many, and they loved so many. And what a beautiful legacy that Archie has left through the foundation in looking after aspiring young First Nations up-and-coming artists. So I'm really looking forward to having a chat in a few minutes with Naomi Diane, one of the young people who is part of the Singing Our Futures project, one of Archie's legacy programs that mentors emerging talent in songwriting, recording and live performance. And there's so much beautiful music out there. Let's have a listen to another song right now. This is Mitch Tambo in Black Fellas. Yeah, shout out to so many mob around the country. And this is on the Mortich Mag program, 92.1 RTR FM. Jody Hoffman with you this week on the Mortich Mag program. Good to have your company. And welcome to our first guest for this week, Naomi Diane. Naomi, welcome to Mortich Mag. How are you?
Yeah, I'm Jody. I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited to find out more about you and to listen to your brand new single called Same Sky. But before we get into that, Diane, where you're from? Who's your mob?
So I'm currently calling in from where I grew up, which is Darawal Country. It's very windy, sunny, coastal land. But my mob are from Gamilaroi Country, so northwest New South Wales around Moree, Garrah, Mungindi way.
Beautiful. Started our program today, Diane, with the sound of the beautiful Archie Roach. And we know that you're part of the Singing Our Futures project that was one of Archie's legacy programs that mentors emerging talent in songwriting and recording and live performance. Congratulations on getting into this amazing program. Tell us your own background in wanting to pursue this career.
I've been doing music since I was a little one. My mum and dad recognised that I could hum along in tune to radio songs in the car, and I went into like an early childhood music program, and my parents got me a violin, so I grew up playing that, and I got into singing in high school, so I was in the band and the choir, and I ended up studying a Bachelor of Music in Sydney on Gadigal Country a while ago, and then ended up moving to Wurundjeri Country about 7 years ago to pursue more study. I'm the other side of the musician life. I'm in Indigenous education and arts programming. So, yeah, I just fell into this really incredible music world in Nam, and I really wanted to be more a part of the community. And when I saw some mob who were friends doing the program, I kind of pestered Candace for a while to join, and I was like, oh, I've already got a song out, sis, so come on, let me in. She brought me in round three, I think. Yeah, round three.
Well, you're certainly no novice by the sounds of it. It's in your blood. It just is. And you mentioned Candace, and the program is led by award-winning independent Australian singer, songwriter, music producer and proud First Nations woman, Candace LeRae. We know Candace over here. We love Candace. And she does amazing stuff, and relocated to Melbourne some years back, and Melbourne just loving her, hey?
Yeah, she's such an incredible advocate for emerging mob artists. I think, you know, the scene would be lost without her. So a big shout out to all of the work that she does for me and for everyone in this round and the rounds that have come before her, and the work that she's done in her own personal music journey with her own writing and the work with Merindas. And it's like, what a legacy to carry on from Uncle Archie. I was really lucky that I got to meet him. I saw him perform just before a year or two before he passed. And his beautiful statue is now up on, along with Aunty Ruby on Gertrude Street.
I've only seen pictures of it. I haven't seen it in the flesh, but it looks beautiful, and what a legacy. And
so emotional.
I remember, you know, reading the reports when it was being unveiled, and you know, their family members just standing around and looking at it. It must have been an incredibly emotional time.
Me standing in front of it now, I when I went to visit it, I had a little cry, a happy cry. Like, what an amazing human being, like both of them.
They really were, and they just touched so many hearts wherever they went. But yeah, look, do give Candace our love from the West. A little fun fact, the Merindas played at my 50th birthday party a decade ago. It was awesome, and they wore their red shimmies, and Perth is full of sand, so the stilettos had to come off, and it may have been their only barefoot gig, but God, it was good.
Oh, I can imagine. She's got the best outfits for her gigs.
I know.
She makes them herself, which is so cool.
So clever. Hey, your mentor is Carice Eden. What's it like working with Carice? And for the benefit of our listeners who aren't aware of Carice, tell us about her a little bit.
She's an award-winning an artist herself. She's been around in the songwriting world for many, many years. She went on Australian Idol. I think she went on one of those talent shows. But she's just been traveling the world, making her own music and writing with others. She's got such an incredible, rich voice. And working with her was really interesting because I was like, our styles are so different in terms of like my voice sound and her voice sound and the music that we write. But it was really nice to spend the day with her just talking through what I wanted the song to sort of shape up to be, because I came into the studio with Candace and Carice with the pre-chorus, but it had a different vibe, and I knew the lyrics in the chorus were going to be what they are, or like the end of the chorus is what they are now. We're not under the same sky, and yeah, they just kind of helped me like build the production and like give me like black strong women confidence in like my journey healing from a time that was really hard.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a very, very important program. And, you know, the arts is such a powerful tool in telling our stories as well. My guest is Naomi Diane, who is part of the Singing Our Futures project. And emerging artists such as yourself have received mentorship from some of the country's most prominent artists, including, you know, people like Emily Weimara, Dan Sultan, Emma Donovan, Dobby, Bumpy, incredible. And so many amazing people like yourselves have gone through the program. It's a one-year artist development program that supports emerging First Nations artists. Give us an idea of what's included in that 1 year, Diane.
So it sort of like extends beyond a year depending on what's going on in the music world. But my first step into the program was going into the studio with Candace and Carice. And then from there, once we like baked the song, we went to Candace connected me up with Michael Belfer, an amazing producer who performs and writes and produces with G Flip and other artists. And then we did a photo shoot with the group, which was really fun, like to meet people in the program for the first time. It's like, all right, cool. Now you got to smile on camera. and then after, so that was at the end of last year, and then from like February onwards we've been performing at festivals. So we went to St Kilda Fest as a crew, we went to Port Ferry Folk Festival in Port Ferry near Warrnambool as a crew. We've gone to Sacred Edge, which is in Queenscliff as a group, and then Candace has just been so amazing and like shooting off any opportunities that she thinks that me and my band would suit to perform. So she's been helping connect us there. We did a NAIDOC week with Bodrigi, NAIDOC week at the Bodrigi Brewery, which is in Naarm. So yeah, there's been a lot of great opportunities, sort of big and small, to like build our confidence. And we get to, you know, talk on a panel about the storytelling and, you know, our journeys as musicians, and then we get to perform a song that we've written. So it's a really nice experience able to, like, share those important points.
Yeah, sounds like an amazing experience. And we're going to hear your new song on the program today that's called Same Sky. Oh. But first, I want to talk about how it felt when you did your debut single, Chasing the Sun, back in 2023. How did that actually feel to have gone, you know, been going through these programs, getting all these tips on, you know, working within the industry and then hearing your music? How did that feel?
Oh, it was pretty incredible. I'd written the song in 2021 in lockdown, and I held on to it for a really long time thinking I might not put it out. And I think when I just spoken to the right friends in the industry, and I was like, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to leave it as it is. And it was a lot of work to get it there, but I'm really proud that I put it out there, and it's been a really incredible stepping stone into this experience. And, you know, it's given me the confidence to build a band and book my own shows in NAMM and work with other artists. And I've got another single that's like half baked and hopefully going to come out later this year.
Yay. How exciting. Yeah. You have to pinch yourself sometimes or what?
Oh, totally. But yeah, it's like you pinch yourself and then you're like, wow, it's a slog. But like, I'm so proud to be putting the energy into a passion. You know, music's been a passion for a long time, and it feels nice to actually work with a band and work with artists and write songs and, like, actually get it out there, because I was all shy before. But I'm all deadly now. Maybe you'll see me at the Indigenous Awards up in Darwin one day.
Hey, tell us about the new song, because we are going to play it on the program here today on Mooditj Mag. It's called Same Sky. Tell us about it.
So it's a little like sort of 80s style pop banger with some fun instruments, and I wrote it about feeling empowered once I'd sort of moved through all the sad feelings after a heartbreak, and it was really nice to flip that narrative of like it could be a sad song into like, hey, I went through that sad thing. But I've come on the other side now and look at all these sparkly great things in my life, and, you know, everything's going to be okay. So it's just a fun little dancey tune about, feeling good again.
We need to give a shout out as well to the almighty Bad Apples Records, who facilitate the distribution and marketing of the material that comes out through Singing Our Futures. We hope to see you in the West one day, Naomi.
I love that.
And plenty of vibrancy in the art scene over here, and we'd love to see you as part of it. But is there anything else you'd like to let us know before we have a listen to your song?
Just have a deadly day and hope you enjoy it.
Awesome. Naomi, thanks for your time on the Mooditj Mag program. All the best. Let's have a listen to your brand new song. This is Same Sky by Naomi Diane. What a voice, what a voice. That is a song called Adore Me. And very timely that we play Emily here on the Mooditj Mag program today, because this week, 2025 AFL Women's Indigenous Round was launched, and the round begins in Darwin this Friday with the second annual Dreamtime match between Essendon and Richmond at the Darwin Stadium Friday night, and it does feature a special pre-match entertainment performance by Emily Weiramurra, the 2025 National Indigenous Music Artist Award of the Year winner. Hey, we're going to be talking all things footy very shortly here on Mooditj Mag. because I'm going to be joined by Kirby Bentley. If you don't know who Kirby is, or even if you do, please stay tuned. Really looking to having a yarn with Kirby, because she has been announced as this year's AFLW Indigenous Round honoree. She's a Noongar Yamaji woman and an inaugural AFLW player. Kirby Bentley is going to be coming up after this song. Yeah, that's the sound of titters. Titters is the Koori word meaning sisters, and a song called Changing Times. This is the Mortgage Mag program, 92.1 RTR FM. Jodie Hoffman sitting in the seat for Jim and Co. This week. Good to have your company. And my next guest has had a significant influence on footy, both on and off of the field, through her playing career, coaching roles and advocacy for youth and mental health. It's great to welcome to Mortgage Mag Kirby Bentley. Kirby, welcome to the program. How are you?
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm well, thank you.
Oh, look, we always start this show, Kirby. We kind of know a lot about you because we claim you because you're from here. But we always start with where you're from, who's your mob?
Yeah, Noongar, Yamaji. Both parents are Noongar. So Lorraine Isaacs is my mum's side, and Fred Hardy and Barbara Hardy are my dad's side.
Good stuff. Congratulations. This week the AFL announced that you are this year's AFLW Indigenous Round honoree. So congratulations, Kirby, on that. How did that feel?
Yeah, thank you. It's always, I think, an honour to be named, you know, in the honour of something. So to me, it's the importance around that is obviously being a face that a lot of our young girls and boys can be, and creating that pathway and continuing the conversations that is celebrating the contribution that we've had and played in this, the game that we see nationally. It's almost like a government, if you think about it. It's got huge influence.
Well, I don't know how many young girls have gone through their high school and been part of the Kirby Bentley Cup over here. I know my daughter was one of those, and oh, she just loved it so much, getting the opportunity to play in the Kirby Bentley Cup. How do you feel as an athlete, as a sports person, when you see our young kids come up through the ranks and embrace AFL?
It makes me proud, especially for young girls going to the KB Cup. And what I would like to do is create a pathway for these young girls, not only to be a part of in this game, it then that extension to that is empowering. So, you know, we've got incredible women around us, and our matriarchs have created those pathways for us, but these young girls are the future of that. So, you know, sport allows us to step into arenas that we wouldn't probably normally step into, and that's where the change happens.
I'm speaking with Kirby Bentley on the Mortgage Mag program, and Kirby played netball. You played at the highest level for West Coast Fever and Western Sting, but then made the change to Aussie Rules with Swan Districts in their WAFLW. What made you change from netball to footy?
Yeah, I'm a Mount Barker girl, so if you can imagine, country football had a huge influence on us. and I am obviously a little bit older, where football wasn't a reality for me as a young girl, and playing netball was a huge part of getting out of the country town and stepping into the big smoke in Perth, and creating a pathway again to leave a legacy for our next generation of netballers coming through. But through unfortunate circumstances, my mum's sister was taken from us through domestic violence, and my middle sister was playing football, and I wanted to get to know her, and that started my journey off with the AFL.
Wow. And you were signed with the inaugural Fremantle team back in 2017, and then you played for Carlton. What was it like? Was it what you thought it would be like? Because, I mean, obviously, you know, you're talking about growing up in, you know, country WA, where it was all, would have always been blokes on the footy field. What was it like being on the other side of that?
Yeah, country footy, I think I was a water runner for a long time, and that was the limit in the game. But when I was, picked up by Fremantle, if you could imagine the rivalry, obviously, with West Coast and Frio, my whole entire family are Eagles. So there was a little bit of reluctancy around putting that purple on. But yeah. They were
an incredible club. They still are an incredible club and have created a lot of opportunities and have this open-mindedness to the growth and building their capacity with our people. I think it's really important that we do that. But, yeah, leaving that legacy and being able to play the game at that level, it was obviously an amazing experience. But I think at that stage I was running off reputation more than anything. Mm.
You mentioned the loss that your own family suffered, and I'm so sorry to hear that, Kirby, but I imagine that has a long-lasting effect on your outlook to the work that you're doing and a greater understanding of perhaps understanding the challenges that a lot of families are facing and you know, you're getting to work with these young women who, you know, are probably, you know, facing some pretty challenging times off of the field as well.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be normal, but it is something that we have been exposed to our entire lives and we've learned to manage and find the balance in the roles that we play within our families as well. But when we are stepping into the elite system, that two-way learning and that two-way understanding is crucial for success. And that's, I guess, a part of my role as a past athlete, as an Aboriginal woman, and as somebody who's gone through what I've gone through. It's, you know, it's no different to a lot of our young girls, what they're experiencing. And they are in fortunate circumstances, but we do need to empower them and support them so that they can be successful as well.
And are you finding that through your own journey and your involvement with clubs over the years that mental health and domestic violence awareness is growing and there is a greater understanding and support bases in place?
Yeah, domestic violence and violence against women and even mental health and depression, it's so prevalent in the community and it doesn't discriminate. So it's really important that we do, again, have those uncomfortable conversations and make sure that people do know that they are supported and actually putting things in place that are genuinely going to catch them, you know, to be able to work through those changes. And they are difficult changes and they are uncomfortable, but they're very real.
My guest is Kirby Bentley, and she has been named only this week, been named as the AFLW Indigenous Round honoree, and currently speaking to us in Darwin. What's the vibe like in Darwin ahead of tomorrow night's game?
Yeah, I just went out in the streets. There's obviously mob love football up here, and
yes.
I think the vibes will be up and about. The girls, I think the Bombers landed in here today. So hope when they get on the truck, I might go and check them out.
And what sort of weather are they in for the game tomorrow night?
Oh, right now it's sitting at 30 degrees and I just flew in from Melbourne where it's chilly. So we're out here thawing ourselves off.
Oh, so it's Essendon and Richmond tomorrow night at TAO Stadium. And we just played the beautiful sound of Emily Weir-Murra before because she's going to be performing in the pre-match entertainment. I reckon that people are going to be out in full force for this game tomorrow night. Darwin has loved their footy, hey?
Yeah, they'll be out full force. And this is my first Indigenous round game for the AFLW in Darwin. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be insane. I just love seeing our mob, especially out being able to watch, you know, the showcase of AFLW.
And as the Indigenous Round honoree for this year, Kirby, what's that actually involving for you to do?
I think the honoree for me personally is just, obviously there's a celebration of our young kids and our contribution as AFL men and women, the contribution that we've had in the game. But I think it's important that we continue to create the changes that we need and create the opportunities that we need in the game to help it grow and to, you know, to get more of our young kids playing. Like I saw young Zippy Fisher play the other week and she's incredible, but there's so many of those talented footballers coming through, right? So let's find them and let's put them in the system.
Oh, good stuff. Hey, enjoy Darwin, enjoy the Indigenous round, and there's so much happening for it, and I've got to let our listeners know that tickets for the matches in the AFLW Indigenous round are on sale for only $15. Kids under 18 are free, and if people want more information, you just got to visit womens.afl. No excuses. Get out there and support our young women, and oh, look, there's an Indigenous round ball that's been designed by Emma McNeil and deadly players everywhere. It must be an exciting time, Kirby.
Yeah, it's always an exciting time. And again, when we see the highlight reel on any AFL a sporting arena. It's mostly, you know, our mob. So that's what we love to see. We want to celebrate, want to showcase the talent, want to bring people into the game. And, you know, it's Mangrook. It's ours to celebrate. So I'm really excited about it.
All right. We're not going to let you go without giving a shout out to Mob over here in Western Australia. The platform's yours. Go for it.
Yeah, and a shout out to all the Noongars, everyone in WA, all the people that, all my family and everyone else that has always supported me. And yeah, let's keep supporting Mob.
Kirby Bentley, thanks for joining us on the Mooditj Mag program. Congratulations again, and not just on being named as the honoree for this year, but for everything that you've achieved in your career, but also the sharing of your skills, your knowledge and your caring for our young women coming up through the ranks. I'm sure that, you know, when they're coming into contact with you, it's going to be something that they hold on to for a very long time and help them through those times. So thanks for being a part and sharing some of your stories with us.
No worries. Thank you so much. Thanks for chatting.
Kirby Bentley. Oh, what an incredible young woman she is. And she is the sixth person to be named as an honoree for the dedicated round, following fellow honorees Auntie Joy Murphy Wandon, AO 2021, Alicia Jance, Season 6, 2022, Auntie Pam Pedersen, Season 7, 2022, Ebony Abbott McCormack, 2023, and Mary Dunn of 2024. Plenty of football coming up. Six AFLW clubs will be swapping their names for traditional in-language names. Adelaide Crows will be known as Guna, St Kilda as Yura Yuruk, West Coast Eagles will become Walich Marawa, Fremantle will be Wallulup, Port Adelaide as Yadapolti, and Melbourne will become Naan. And in addition, all 18 clubs and AFL umpires will once again wear specifically designed jumpers recognising First Nations culture, while ground signage will feature the names of traditional custodians of the land that each game is played on. And in 2025, there are 21 current AFLW and 61 AFL players who are young Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander players. So special thanks to Kirby Bentley, busy week, but for taking your time out to have a yarn with us on Mooditj Mag this week from Darwin.
Your face for the first time in years was a dream I thought never come true. That I should have known, no matter how far I go, there's something tying me to you.
Wow, what a voice, what a voice. Bella Ray. This city. Here on the Mooditj Mag program, can you believe we are nearly till the end of August? I don't know where this year has gone, but I do want to remind our listeners that the NAIDOC Perth opening ceremony usually takes place in July, but was put back to September this year. Just the weather was a bit friendlier. There was so much going on with July because, of course, Perth was the host city for national celebrations this year. So if you do want to get out and about and find out more about what NAIDOC is, head along to the NAIDOC Perth opening ceremony. It is on Sunday, the 7th of September, between 12 and 4 in the afternoon at Wellington Square in town. It features a traditional smoking ceremony, dancers, elders, marquees, community stalls, and, you know, a good catch-up to get together and have a yarn with everyone and share in the celebrations of NAIDOC. So Sunday, the 7th of September. And a reminder to our listeners, firstly, before I do the reminder, thank you to everybody who has subscribed as part of Radiothon for RTR-FM. RTR, look, honestly, this station is much more than just radio. They put on affordable live events throughout the year, produce insightful and engaging podcasts, champion local artists, mentor young people in media, offer an alternative listening platform through RTR too. And proudly, everything they make is made by real people here in Western Australia. So Radiothon is just the best way to get behind this station and show your support. And I know a lot of people people subscribed because they listen to the Mortgage Mag program. So thank you, thank you, thank you for that. It is really, really appreciated. And if you haven't subscribed yet, Radiothon continues. It's not too late. Just head to the RTRFM website, rtrfm.com.au, rtrfm.com.au. It is not too late to subscribe. Hey, yeah, we're going to listen to this amazing fella. He's a Murray bloke from Queensland. His name is Kev Carmody, and he's just a living legend, a troubadour, and such a wordsmith. And this is a song that he co-wrote with Paul Kelly, and it's called From Little Things, Big Things Grow.
Oh, well, let's get this in one, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we get it spot on.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Gather round people, I'll tell you a story, an 8-year long story, power and pride, the British Lord Vestey, Vincent Lingari, were opposite men on opposite sides.
And with that, we are pretty much out of time on Mortgage Mag for another week. But thank you for tuning in today to the program, and do stay tuned to RTRFM, More Than Radio. Remember, Radiothon is still on. Thank you to my guest today on the program, and thanks for just being a deadly part of our audience each week between 11 and 12 on a Thursday. From myself, Jodie Hoffman, take care, look after yourselves, and we'll leave you with this beautiful sound of Mitch Tambo. Look after yourself. Till next time.